Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Time for your true or false trivia questions for a set of Arizona State Park passes. If you think it's true, text TRUE to 411-923. If you think it's false, text FALSE. We'll pick a random right winner at the end of the programming segment, send you a set of Arizona State Park passes. Here's the question. Commodore Perry Owens, the Apache County Sheriff in 1887, was named after his grandfather, Oliver Perry, who was a Commodore in the U.S. Navy during the World of 1812. You don't hear about him much due to being overshadowed by Andrew Jackson, but it was actually Commodore Olive's journal about the battle we first see the phrase, "They ran through the brambles," that later ended up in lyrics in Johnny Horton's famed song, Battle of New Orleans. If that's true, text TRUE to 411-923. If it's false, text FALSE, and we'll send you to any one of Arizona State parks, including Karshner Caverns, who has a sunset hike tonight going on the mountains above the cavern where the Wheatstone Block and the San Pedro Block come together. 2.4-mile hike, and is rated as moderate. You can find details for that at Arizona State Parks. Follow them on Twitter. They post beautiful pictures. They had a gorgeous Laquin Admiral butterfly pictured out of Slide Rock State Park this week. Back to our interview for this hour, and this is for anyone. I'm going to say it because we're all thinking it. This is for anyone that doesn't ever want to say, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up."
That is true.
That's true. You may be thinking, "Hey, Romy, these are such great events you always mention, but I never get to go because I just don't trust myself to get out." So Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness, we're here talking about National Awareness Week, fall prevention. And so just, you know, let's just continue the conversation about how does somebody keep from getting to that point? Even you said, you know, the younger kids aren't getting up. What are some of the solutions here?
You know, that's a very loaded question. And I could go all day, but I'm going to try to keep it real short. It's one of those things that it does start when you're a kid. It depends on how much exercise you're getting. So if you have young kids, if you have kids or you watch your grandkids, get them outside. Let them run. Let them jump. Let them jump all the time. That's so important. Let them get crazy a little bit on the playground equipment. That's going to help them throughout the entire lives. But if you are all of a sudden hitting 40, 50, 60, I had some people telling me this morning, I mean, they're in their 50s and they're starting to not enjoy driving at night because their proprioception is dropping. That's
what is
young.
That word? What is that word?
That's your sense of balance and that's your sense of space around you, okay? So it can be depth perception. It can be your balance. It's just kind of how you're aware of the things around you.
Say that word again then.
Proprioception.
Proprioception.
So there's all those things. But there is a definite marker, and it's around 40 years old, where we start seeing a decline in eyesight, which is going to change your balance and your perception. Medications can do that. Lack of physical activity. If you're not ever challenging your balance, if you're not ever going out for a walk, off of a treadmill, on the sidewalks, outside, on some graveled paths, you're not ever challenging that proprioception, and your body is very good at getting rid of whatever you don't use. So if you never work on flexibility, your body's going to get rid of it. If you're never working on your balance, your body's going to get rid of it. If you're not ever working on your strength, your body's going to lose it. Okay, if you don't use it, you lose it. This is very, very true. So you want to start as early as possible with these balance exercises, with doing bicep curls. If you're going to the gym anyway and you're doing bicep curls, find one of the balance tools that gym has and stand on it while you do bicep curls. It doesn't have to be super complicated, especially if you are feeling balance challenged. Don't go try a whole bunch of things on your own. Get some help. Get a professional to come help you through a few progressions and show you what you can be doing at home and or even at the gym that you do attend.
And those skills are able to come back. I mean, just look at your dad, Rosie.
Right.
When he came out of his accident last year, they declared him profoundly weak. I mean, he could hardly walk in the front door. And now he's hiking. We went out for a nice hike on Monday. But that's all because of rehab and then working with you and building things back up. What do you need from somebody to get from, you know, A to Z?
Dedication.
A little effort. Willing.
A little effort. They have to be willing to change. They have to be willing to be aware of their body and their surroundings. And they have to be willing to put in the work. Profound weakness, that's a pretty heavy word. A serious word, right? That was intense. what he went through. He has not yet let me film him at the gym yet, but he is doing some pretty incredible balance exercises. Balance and flexibility are two of the elements of health and wellness that are easier to recover if you've lost them. So strength after 60, that gets a little bit harder. You can do it. It just becomes a little harder and a lot more fine-tuning. You have to pay attention to every little dot and period and cross every T.
Yeah, things just don't shape up the same as they used to.
They don't shape up the way they used to, especially if you've let it go, right? Flexibility and balance are quicker to respond. They're much quicker to respond. You can have profound improvements in a short amount of time if you are dedicated, focused, and follow a logical plan.
So people can recover from things like just being lazy, maybe, or, you know,
absolutely,
a sedentary lifestyle. I don't mean lazy, just
absolutely.
Sedentary.
Or desk jobs.
Yeah.
People on desk jobs aren't lazy. They're just not moving much. There's a difference, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then from accidents, illness, all kinds of things you can recover from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You give your body the right tools, and it is very good at recovering.
Katie Stumbo, Go Conquer Fitness.
The answer to today's true or false trivia question is false. Commodore Owens was known as the hero of Lake Erie, which, if you look at a map, isn't even close to the Battle of New Orleans. The rest of that story and tie into the song of the Battle of New Orleans was just one big baloney, phony story. If you answered false, congratulations. We're going to send you a set of Arizona State Park passes.